WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Lightning is frightening, as J.B. Elliott would say, and he would be quite accurate in his assessment. So as we close out our multi-part series on a look at lightning, how about a couple of really unusual types? One of the most dangerous types of cloud-to-ground lightning goes by the name bolt from the blue. A bolt from the blue is a cloud-to-ground lightning flash that typically comes from the backside of the thunderstorm, and it can travel relatively large distances in clear air, striking the ground well away from the thunderstorm. As the lightning travels away from the thunderstorm, it eventually angles downward and strikes the ground. These lightning flashes have been documented to travel more than 25 miles away from the thunderstorm, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Bolt from the blue lightning flashes are particularly dangerous because they appear to come out of clear skies. This type of lightning is why it is dangerous to be outside when thunderstorms are close by, even when the skies overhead may be clear. Lightning can and does strike many miles away from the thunderstorm itself. This is why it is good practice to wait 30 minutes or more after the rain ends before going back outside. And finally, let's look at one last lightning occurrence that most of us will never see firsthand. Translucent luminous events, or TLEs, are high-altitude lightning flashes rising above the thunderstorm anvils upward to the ionosphere. These beams of light last less than a second and are not easily visible with the naked eye. Astronauts on the International Space Station have seen them while being above a violent storm. Coming in with various titles like sprites, jets, and elves, these discharges produce a much different effect from the usual lightning discharges to the ground. Unfortunately, little is known about them because they occur between 50 and 100 kilometers above the Earth's surface, too low for most satellites and too high for aircraft. The first image of a red sprite was accidentally obtained in 1989, and the first eyewitness reports came as early as 1895, but these reports were not taken seriously until the 1990s. Blue jets appear to emerge directly from the tops of clouds and shoot upward in narrow cones through the stratosphere. Their upward speed has been measured at about 100 kilometers per second. Since the air is thinner at these altitudes, the electrical fields are so strong that they can ionize the air molecules much like neon gas inside a neon light. These are referred to as red sprites because nitrogen, the primary component of air, glows red. As the red sprite reaches the ionosphere, it often produces a diffuse glow, sometimes called a sprite halo. So there you have it. I've always felt that lightning was pretty fascinating, but after doing the research for these segments, I want a trip to outer space even more.